Hey everyone, this is Sadiq along with Moji and Samir. I know it's been a while since we last saw you or since you last heard of us. We're just in Chicago, so we're going through all the protests and COVID quarantine and all that bullshit. So I'll pass it on to Moji, let him say a hi and all to you guys.
Welcome, fellas, to the panelists. Moji right here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the likes and all the love we've been getting. Really appreciate that. I'm going to pass it on to Samir, one of our next panelists.
Let's go. It's been a while. So we got a couple extra stories today, and let's start the show.
All right. We'll jump into our first story. This one is coming from news.com.au. So it's an Australian story, but the country of residence is Peru. So mayor in Peru plays dead to avoid arrest for breaking coronavirus lockdown. What do you guys think about this? Did you guys see the pictures and stuff?
Dude, I got to give it to the mayor. He wanted to party. He got the party done. On some type of level.
Man, he's the one who's supposed to enforce the law, man.
Party with the boot nut.
But man, he's the one who's supposed to be, you know, holding up all the law and providing, you know, proper, you know, guidance to all the people. He's the one who ended up partying so hard that he wants to play dead.
The funny thing is, he hid in a coffin.
Yeah, that's the funniest part, man. Hey, Samir, have you partied so hard that you had to hide in a coffin?
No.
Is that on your bucket list?
No.
You sure? We can call a couple of people over, man.
Positive.
Man, we can go to that city. What's that city called in Costa Rica? Del Rey.
San Jose.
That's one of those crazy cities too, man. But actually, man, this Peru, right? Actually, this is on my list to go and visit when this coronavirus thing lifted.
You know, I know a mayor who'll give you a good time over there.
No, I don't want to go to his coffin, man. I'm good.
I think this story needs to be continued. I want to know what happened.
Nothing. He got arrested. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, but what happened?
I can tell you what happened the next night.
Yeah.
His wife kicked his ass.
Man.
Hey, maybe he didn't even want to go home, man. Maybe he was like, you know what? It's better. You keep me inside.
I'm safe over here.
Because if he leaves, man, that's a bigger problem maybe at home.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, anyway, buy it, marry it, fuck it, or kill it.
Buy it.
Buy it.
We'll follow it, see what happens.
All right. All right, next story comes from thenewswest.com. This is a Virginia-based story. Virginia family prays.
Hold on. I got a question. Sorry to cut you off, Sadiq.
Yeah.
Samir, if you were driving with your family, right? Suppose you got a family, you're driving around, and you happen to find a bag in the middle of the street.
A what?
Would you stop?
A what? A bag.
Like a random bag in the middle of highway. Would you stop?
Okay, wait. Let me clarify. It's not a plastic Ziploc bag. It's a normal size, you know, luggage bag.
Duffel bag.
It's a big bag.
Uh-huh. It's not the small one that you like.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I guarantee you, Moji, that's where his mind went, man. He's like, bag. What bag size is this?
Talk about the bags. The size.
Okay. So continue, Moji. Wait. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, if you were driving on the highway, would you stop and look for the bag and try to open it?
You're on the highway, you're going about 65, 70 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Why would you stop for a fucking duffel bag? I mean, it's zoom.
Exactly.
So, okay, so now I'm going to tell you the story, okay? Wait. So, Virginia family praised for their honesty after finding and returning a bag containing $1 million cash.
Hmm.
Mm. So forget that they found the bag. That's okay, man. I can find a bag. You can find a bag. Returning $1 million in cash, man. What the hell? Huh? Why? I don't know why. That's what we're trying to figure out. I wouldn't do it. Moji, I know, will not do it.
I will definitely do it.
He does not even return $20 that he owe me.
What $20?
See, he doesn't even remember, man.
Hold on, what level was I on that night? I don't remember. What 20?
Anyway, man, Samir, what's your take, man? They stopped at a highway. They found a bag. Then they returned it. It contained $1 million cash, man.
All right. First of all, I don't believe that it had 1 million. It might have had like 1.25 or 1.5 mil. And they just returned
fine, like man. With the taxes, it's fine, man. You can say it's $1 million. It's fine.
Why would they even return it? If they're going to keep some of it, why not keep all of it?
I don't know, man. So, well, hey, but if they were smart.
Hold on. Who do you return it to?
Police.
Obviously, it's cash. Whoever it was is not getting it back.
No. It's gone. But, hey, but you know what? I was thinking, man, maybe these guys are so smart, right? Maybe they found $3 million and they returned $1
million. But why would you return it? I would keep it all.
I bet just to not have heat on you, right?
The heat is on you. You're the one that found it.
Yeah, you found it, but you returned it too, right? So, when the cops were clear.
How do you know there wasn't 10 and you only gave back one?
Who knows, man?
Why even get yourself in that situation?
I don't know, man. What can I do, right? If I found $1 million cash.
First of all, you're driving, and I drive on the highway every day to work.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We see things on the road. Okay, cool. Who pulls over?
I don't know. But now, from now on, I'm going to pull over if I see a bag.
It's not that, well, you don't want to stop and just for a bag. It might go kaboom. So,
man, you're in a different country, Moji.
Shit, dude, I don't know if anything. Screw this. I'm not stopping for no bags. I'm not stopping for anything. I'm going straight home.
All right, buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
I don't know.
Dumbass it. Can we do a dumbass it?
We can dumbass it if you want.
There you go. Let's just dumbass it.
I don't know.
Just... Move on to the next one.
Yeah.
All right, this one is coming from India. This is from NDTV.com. 20-year-old woman in Kanpur walks 80 kilometers alone to get married. Samir, have you ever walked 80 kilometers at all?
Dude, that's 50 miles.
To get married.
To get married.
Why not get transportation?
I don't know, man. But okay, so did you see the picture of this guy?
No.
Okay, let me show you, man.
I gotta
show you the picture, man. Wait. Nah, man. Something else is happening. Okay, this is the picture, man. Look at the guy's picture.
All right, hold up. It's pulling up.
Okay.
This is the guy's picture. Would you walk 2 miles for this guy? Man, this girl, man, 80 kilometers, man.
Yeah, koi mannat hogi, bro. That's what it is.
But even for a mannat, man, during coronavirus, mannat can take a break.
They're wearing masks.
Yeah, also, they're wearing masks, man. So she's conscious about coronavirus. She's keeping current with the current affairs of news and all that stuff.
But 50 miles, dude, that's a lot of walk.
That's a lot of walk, man. That's a lot of walk.
And alone.
Yeah. I never visited Kanpur, man, but maybe I need to check this thing out. What's going on in Kanpur that people are walking 80 kilometers for?
Kanpur logo? Man, you guys got guts to walk that far. Props to you.
Yeah, in Chicago, they wouldn't even buy. They wouldn't even walk 2 miles, man. They were like, can I Uber it?
That's 2 blocks. What are you talking about 2 miles? 2 blocks.
Oh, fuck this story.
All right, I'll go to the next one. This one is coming from Guardian. South Korean football team apologizes for using sex dolls to fill stand-ins.
Yeah, we did the one before it, right? Like
yeah.
They were using the sex dolls, but they finally came and apologized. That's yeah. The one we said we were going to follow.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did.
Samir wanted to follow this one.
Yes, he did.
Samir, what's up, man? Now they are sorry they are using sex dolls, man.
They had to fill up the stands. I mean, it was
empty. Well, what? People know it's empty.
Yeah, but it, you know, I guess it looks better.
You think it looks better?
Right?
They could have just used the green screen, right? Or something else. Why the sex dolls, man?
Mannequins, they could have, I don't know.
Yeah. But, man, the funny thing is that they had this many sex dolls.
Wow,
yeah.
They party, bro.
There's nothing party about sex dolls, man.
Rodman's always there.
That's North Korea.
That's North Korea. That's South Korea.
Oh, okay.
You got the wrong Koreas, bro.
I don't know. Maybe they want a party. I don't.
Hey, man, whatever parties you go into, man, I'm not coming to those anymore. These parties are not sanitary, man. There is no way.
Host to hi hota hai.
Nah. No host, no nothing.
Oh, fuck this.
It always says host with the most, right?
Yeah. Right? That's not today's tagline, man. That's gone. All right. So buy it, make it, kill it, fuck it.
Kill it.
All right.
It's done already.
All right. Cool. They're sorry. Let it go, right? All right. Next story is coming from Newswire. Dead man returns home a month after his burial. Samir, I gotta know, man, what you're thinking.
Well, I want you to say the whole, that's the story?
That's the fucking story.
I need a little bit more. Read the whole thing.
So
basically,
yeah, go ahead.
People thought that he died, and they buried some guy, some random person, and they prayed upon it and everything. And after a month later, the dude walks in the house.
Ek mahine se liye kam aat ho gaya tha.
Hey, Samir, to be honest, man.
The family freaks out. Listen to the whole story now. The family freaks out. He runs out, and he goes to the police station to get backup because the family was going to kill him.
He thought he was possessed.
He thought he was a ghost.
Where was this?
India. Where else, man?
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It's our country, man. It needs to. Here, let me show you his picture. He looks like you.
Ah, say.
Watch. I'll show you, man. I bet you will see it and you're gonna be like, wow, he's like my brother. Let me know when you see his beautiful picture. But Samir, if you had hair, you look exactly like this guy.
Oh, why not, huh? Say yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, hold on. Who the fuck did they bury then?
They buried the right guy.
Wait, what?
So they buried a random guy who was dead. This guy was a no-show at his own funeral. He just came home after 1 month, man.
So he was partying.
I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was just out and about.
That's why he came back home. And everyone's like, what the hell happened?
They thought he was a ghost, man.
He really did.
That's crazy, though, man.
That's crazy. Man, but think about it, right? You don't. So people think you're dead. That's fine. They did your cremation or they buried you or whatever, right? Then What the hell, man? What the fuck are you doing outside of your home for 1 month, man? And on top of that, no. Wait. It's not like this is like a 20-year-old kid, man. He's living with his family, man. You think he got two families? Man.
I'm telling you.
But no, see.
I was out enjoying the monsoon season.
But man, forget it. So you disappear, 1 month is fine, right? What makes you come back hope after a month thinking that your family will be like, you know what, where were you? Suppose you disappear from your own house.
Your family will do the same exact thing what his family tried to do. 100%.
You know what he's going to say? It wasn't me.
He's going to have the same song from Shaggy, huh?
That's it. It wasn't
me. Of course.
All right. So buy it, marry it, fuck it for Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha head, fuck it.
I like it. Marry it.
I think you like it because you see yourself as is the future, man.
I like
You're thinking that maybe when Ayan is like maybe, you know, 35, 45, you'll pull this shit off.
I just disappear for a month.
Go to Vegas. Alright. So we'll go to the next story, guys. Let's see what we have.
We're at the Superdome, aren't we?
I don't know where the Superdome is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, the Superdome. Good story, man. Good story. So, there's a website called StripChat. They want to buy a Superdome and have the naming rights to it. Not they don't want to buy it, but they want the naming rights for the Superdome. It's going to be StripChat. Superdome instead of what it is now, which is the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, which is in Atlanta or New Orleans.
Okay.
So think about that, man. You are going to a convention. The name of your convention center is called Strip Chat or Pornhub or You Porn. Who will go in conventions, man?
Here's Samir's answer.
I don't know, man.
Hey, but it has to be one of those crazy conventions, right? You can't have the same convention in McCormick Place.
You know what? I'm going to hold on to this story because I want Musa in for this.
Okay.
He'll be able to tell you a lot more about this in the website.
He's just going to start stripping, man. As long as we say strip, he will just go naked, man. He has no shame.
He'll start talking in three languages.
Yeah.
Three languages and two different accents. There you go.
I go to a lot of business conventions and stuff, right? I wouldn't be comfortable with men going to Strip Chat Superdome.
Hold up. Are you comfortable going to Vegas?
No. I think it's a dhoka, man.
What? It's a dhoka. Cha-cha
ki pole pole. So what happened?
So I guess we'll follow the story and we'll wait for Musa.
We'll follow the story. I mean, they definitely have a lot of money just for naming rights.
Have you been to this website, Moji?
No, sir. Never have.
How about you, Samir?
No.
I haven't either, man. Maybe this is a research assignment we need to take.
Okay,
all right. Let us know by next week.
All right, we'll follow it up.
All right. Okay, with that, guys, I'll call it a night. We'll do some more shows in the upcoming week. Hopefully, everybody stays safe. And don't go looting too much. And if you do, please send me the offer up.
No, don't listen to him. Stay at home. Stay safe. be wary of the coronavirus also too. Please be careful. Wash your hands. And yeah.
Wash your mouth.
Log it off. I'm going to Samir.
Stay safe. If you guys want to loot, that's your thing. But don't loot any pizza places.
Or small businesses. How about small businesses?
No, don't loot at all, dude.
No, I mean, it's okay. He wants some Louis Vuitton too, I think. Maybe he went out looting. All right, guys. Peace.
All right, take care, fellas. Bye. Logging out.